Will a bipolar diagnosis affect my relationships? How do I handle it? When someone receives a bipolar diagnosis, it doesn't just stay in the doctor's office. It creeps into friendships, family ties, dating, and even workplace connections. People around you may not fully understand what the diagnosis means, and that gap in understanding can create tension. Some may worry about how to support you, while others may misinterpret your moods as personal attacks. This is not only frustrating, but also isolating, because relationships thrive on trust and communication, and both can feel shaky when mental health is involved. The pressure of expectations. One of the biggest challenges is the unspoken expectations people carry. Friends may expect you to be the same as before, while family might expect you just to manage it quietly. Expectations like these can obviously feel unfair to you, because they ignore the reality that a bipolar diagnosis changes how you experience energy, emotions, and daily rhythms. When these expectations are not addressed openly, they build pressure that strains relationships. Why silence makes things worse. Avoiding conversations about your bipolar diagnosis may seem easier, but silence more often than not creates confusion. Without clarity, people fill in the blanks with assumptions. They may just assume that you're pushing them away or believe your mood changes are intentional. No communication at all leaves room for misunderstanding, and misunderstanding erodes closeness. Talking about your diagnosis is uncomfortable, but it's the one thing that will prevent relationships from being shaped by guesswork. Instead of relying on generic advice like communicate more, you would rather start adopting some simple approaches that help smooth things over in your new normal and help relationships grow stronger. New ways to handle relationships after your bipolar diagnosis. Create a shared language with loved ones. Agree on simple words or phrases that describe how you're feeling within your new context. For example, instead of saying, "I'm fine," you might say, "I'm in a low energy day." This helps others understand without guessing. Use short check-ins instead of long talks. Not every conversation has to be deep. A quick, "I'm having a high energy day, so that I may talk fast," gives context without turning into a lecture. Short check-ins reduce tension and keep communication flowing. Set boundaries around timing. Relationships suffer when discussions happen at the wrong time. If you're in a low mood, let people know that you'll revisit the topic later. This prevents arguments that spiral because of timing rather than content. Invite questions instead of veiled answers. Encourage loved ones to ask what they don't understand about your bipolar diagnosis. This shifts the dynamic from judgment to curiosity, and curiosity builds empathy. Keep one practical tool visible. Whether it's a journal, a mood tracker app, or a calendar reminder, let others see that you're actively managing your diagnosis. It reassures them that you're taking steps, and it reduces the feeling that they must fix things for you. Naturally, there could still be times when relationships will feel fragile despite your best efforts. This is not proof that you're failing. It's proof that relationships are complex, and a bipolar diagnosis adds another layer. The key is to keep perspective. Relationships are not about perfection. They are about genuine connection and growth. Relationship repair happens when both sides are willing to learn, forgive, and try again. The right professional support at this time. While we can give some tips and ideas to help you cope at such a life-changing time, only professional support provides the right space to talk about how your bipolar diagnosis affects your relationships without judgment. A bipolar diagnosis does not have to break your relationships, but it does require honesty, patience, and practical tools that fit into everyday life. A therapist will help you practice communication strategies, set boundaries, and rebuild trust in ways that feel natural to you. If you feel your relationships are carrying more strain than they should because of your recent diagnosis, consider reaching out for professional counseling. Visit the professionals listed on this site or call the numbers on the screen to take the first step toward healthier, stronger connections in your way.